Ace pressed. Stop button alt plus F.
Hello, guys. Today is Wednesday, May 18th, 2016. Well, I got another CDEX tutorial for you. And today, we are going to be converting files. And I decided that during my podcasts, I wanted to do some tech updates. Oh, I'm glad, you know, I got one response from Jake Gross. He loved the my CDEX tutorial. Well, I got part two for you. I'm going to call this the Return of CDEX Part 2, or should I call it Converting Files with CDEX? I haven't decided yet, but anyway, today we are going to convert some audio. And before we get really into converting the audio, I want to give a tech update. Next Thursday at midnight, NVDA will be coming out with 2016.2 RC, which stands for Release Candidate. And there's going to be a brand new, and it's not just going to be eSpeak, there's going to be a brand new version of eSpeak, which, and it's not just eSpeak, it's not going to show up as eSpeak in the synthesizer dialog, it is going to show up as eSpeak NG. Yeah, eSpeak NG. I can't wait. So that is your tech update for the day. Now, after I had done that, now let's get into the CDEX Part 2 Welcome Back tutorial. Okay, today we are going to be converting audio. Now, I'm going to go into my downloads folder, and I'm going to show you some ways that you can move and copy files instead of just Control-C and Control-V. Because there are some people that might not know those commands. So, without any further ado, let's just get into it. Now, I'm going to do Windows M for the desktop.
Desktop list, audio and conversion tools 9 of 13.
Okay, we're not ready for CDEX yet. Now, I'm going to go into my downloads folder.
Beep, 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 Bobby 12 of 13.
Okay.
Windows, items view list, 3 beep, 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 downloads 6 of 7.
Now,
items new list, Brownsville Station's mocking in the boys' room, period, Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town, period, MP3.
So, we have two MP3 files to convert. Now, the only reason why I am going into my downloads folder, I know you're going to be asking me why I'm doing it this way. The reason being is I downloaded these files from YouTube since I got everything on my external drive. I do have a whole bunch of files to convert somewhere around here, and I'll get around to it, but they're in a batch. But I want to do two files, and I want to show you that we could batch convert. But before we get into that part, I'm going to move these to the My Music folder. And the reason I am doing that is because CDEX knows to find in the directory. You know, I figured, you know, maybe in part three, we'll also do creating directories too. That I'm going to do definitely soon. But we're going to move these files, and I want to show you how you can do it through the context menu. Hold on. Now, you're not going to see these on your PC because these options have to be done through a special program, but we're not going to get into that. But here I go. I'm going to select Control-A.
Select all.
Okay, now here we go.
Context menu.
You're going to hear me move these files to the My Music folder.
Properties are clear clip, rename, empty, delete, create, copy, cut, send, just move to folder, V15.
I'm going to move them. Now here we go. I'm going to hit enter on the move button.
Move items dialog, select the place where you want to move these two items, then click the move button. Move button alt plus a cancel button. Select the place where you want to move these two items, then click the move button to review. Documents collapsed 2 of 9 M. Music collapsed 5 of 9 level 2. Pictures music collapsed 5 of 9 level 2. Expanded 1 items. Collapse. Pictures music collapsed 5 of 9 level 2.
Now, here we go. We're at the music folder.
Folder. Edit alt. Make new folder. Move button alt plus M. Cancel button. Select the place where you want to move these two items. Then click the move button to review. Music collapsed 5 of 9 level 2. Expanded. Downloads window. Items view list.
You know, before we open CDEX, let me see what I have in my music folder. I think I have another item in here. I'm gonna look for you all just to make sure that I don't repetitively convert something.
Desktop list. Bobby 12 B, 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 Bobby 12 and 13.
I'm gonna look around in here.
Bobby window. Items M. Items view. Music. Items view list. Music be not selected. 1 and 3. Drumsville station smart. Music be 1 and...
Oh, that's just a folder. That's a music B folder.
Delete folder dialog. Are you? No, but yes, but... Music window. Items view list. Drumsville station. Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in.
Good. Now we only have two folders to deal with. Okay.
Virtual recorder dialog. Virtual recorder dialog. Stop button out plus S. Pause button out plus P.
Nope, we're good. I thought I closed something out. Now we open CDEX. Okay, here we go.
Desktop list. Bobby 12 and 30. T, T, T. Communication T. Control T. CDEX 6 and 30.
I'm going to open CDEX and we are going to convert the audio to... I'm going to convert it to WAVE because that's what CDEX is most familiar with. Now, you're going to see that this thing can batch. We're going to do batch convert, but we're not going to make you wait forever. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not going to do that. So, here we go.
CDEX version 1.81. Dialog artist, album genre year. List to list.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the right arrow twice.
File submenu, I'll edit submenu, convert submenu, convert menu, extract CD track S, extract, re-encode, convert WAV file S to compress, convert compress audio file S to WAV file S, F12, C7 of 10.
Now, it's not going to tell you what file you're converting to because you get that in for, you set that up in the encoder settings. Just so you understand, you're asking me why is it not saying what the format, it's saying convert compressed audio files to WAVE. Okay.
And if WAV head convert compressed audio file S to WAV file S, F12, C7 of 10.
I'm going to hit enter on this. I'm going to go very slowly. Let me just make sure that I was talking over my speech. Let me just make sure I am on the right track here.
Convert compressed audio file S to WAV file S. Open dialog C. Users Bobby Music available files. Directory. Edit read only. Select and C. Users Bobby Music.
See, by default, this program has everything in music, but I have a separate folder for my converted files, and that is called Converted. And you're going to see that when we finish doing this. And then I'm going to go back to MP3. So here we go.
List one list.
I'm going to hit Control A for Select All, even though you don't have to.
Select All.
Okay.
Look in some, delete original, normalize, check, keep original directory layout, checkbox checked. Select all button.
You want to keep the original layout, and I'm going to hit... I'm going to go through the menus with you before we do this, because I went too fast. So, very slowly, I'm going to explain what these do.
Convert button.
Convert button. No, we're not ready to do that yet.
Cancel button.
Cancel. There's a convert button. There's a cancel button.
Edit read only. Select and see. Users Bobby Music.
That's the folder.
List one list. Look in subfolders. Checkbox checked.
Look in subfolders. Checkbox checked. If you, by default, if when you're setting CDEX up, it is not checked. So.
Delete original. Checkbox checked.
Delete original. I keep that checked. And sometimes it doesn't delete the original. But I want the originals to be deleted because I know that I'm going to keep my WAV files in MP3. I know that I'm converting them for a reason so that they play on my stream and any other MP3 player and so that they don't take up a lot of room.
Normalize checkbox not checked.
Normalize checkbox. You can check that. I choose not to because if you normalize, I find out the volume gets low.
Keep original directory layout checkbox checked.
Keep original layout directory. I want to keep that.
Select all button.
Now, we're going to do the fun part. I'm going to hit select all. I'm going to hit the space bar on this.
Space. Press. List one list.
And you'll see.
Drumsville station smocking in the boys room period MP3. Thin Lizzy the boys are back in. Drums.
Now I'm going to hit Control A just to be on the safe side.
Select all.
Okay, now we're ready to convert.
Look in sub, delete original, normal, like keeper in, select, convert button.
1, 2, 3, we're going to convert this now. And you are going to see that these files are going to appear in a different folder.
Convert a compressed file to WAV file. Dialog processing. Processing. Cancel button. 41%. CMX version 1.81. Dialog artist album genre year. List to list.
Now, see how fast that went. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the My Music folder. Well, actually, no. I'm going to go into the converted folder. And you are going to see that this converted to WAVE.
Desktop list. CMX 6 on 30. BBB. Bobby's email 5 on B. Bobby 12 on 13. Bobby window, items view, CC, converted 3 on 7.
Now, listen to this. As I said, I created this folder for my converted files to go. And you will see that.
Desktop, converted 3 on 7. Items view list, Brownsville Station smocking in the boys room, period, web not selected 1 on 2, converted. Items view list, Brownsville Station smock, Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town, period, web 2 on 2.
They're both WAVE files. Now,
virtual recorder dialogue. CMX version 1.0, virtual recorder dialog, pause button alt plus P.
Okay, we don't have to worry about that because it didn't stop. Okay, now that I went through that, now what we're going to do is we have to go into the My Music folder and we're going to delete the ones that are still MP3.
Desktop list, Bobby 12 on 13. Bobby window, item, items view list, music 10 on 17. Music, items, view list, Brownsville Station smocking in the boys room, period, MP3 not.
I did not convert them back yet, but we're going to delete these two files here.
Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in. Browns, select all.
Okay, we're going to, some, okay, when you convert to MP3, these folders, these files will delete. But when you convert to WAVE, and it keeps your MP3s, I don't know why. But something, it must be something in the settings, although I looked at the settings and I'm gonna delete these both.
Delete multiple items dialog, are you sure you want to move these two items to the recycle bin? Yes button alt plus Y, say, new file new, recycling two items from music interrupt and space. Pause the operation checkbox not checked, pause the operation, try again button alt plus R. Skip button alt plus S, pause the operation checkbox not checked, pause the operation, try again button alt plus R.
You know what? I don't know, this isn't working too well, but anyway. I'm going to do this anyway. We're going to see. Maybe it'll, for some reason, for some reason, the file's in use. I don't know why, but forget that.
Desktop list, Bobby 12 on 30.
Now we're going to move to MP3. Okay, now.
CCC, communicate, control, CMX 6 on 30.
Well, yeah. Well, I try to delete them at least. Let me see if I can.
C, Control C, CMX 6 on 30. CMX version 1, file sum menu, edit, convert sum, tool sum, convert sum menu alt plus C.
Okay, we'll see what happens here. The ones in the My Music folder, I try to move them or delete the file, but I couldn't quite delete it, so here we go. We're gonna just convert, we're gonna convert what's here, and we'll see.
Convert, extract, re-encode, convert WAV file S to compressed audio, open dialog C, users Bobby Music available files, directory, edit read only, list one list.
Oh, you know what? It's not showing in here.
Desktop list, CMX.
Well, anyway, that wraps up this podcast on converting with CDEX. Since I am having some minor technical issues with CDEX right now, just minor, very minor. And in the next tutorial, we will rip, and that will be the end of my CDEX series. So, hope you like that tutorial, but the same thing, what you do is, you know what? I'm not going to do that part. I'm going to explain to you exactly how we do it because right now there are technical difficulties with minor ones. I think I have to either reboot CDEX or my computer. Sometimes the computer might, but I've never had that issue before with file in use when I'm trying to delete the file. But okay, let me explain this to you step by step. We convert it to WAV. We make sure that all your the files that you want to convert are in C:\users, whatever your name is, My Music. If that's your default location, there's many different default locations. You want to make sure your files are there. And once you do that, you open CDEX. You hit the right arrow twice to convert compressed file S to WAV, or the other way around, convert WAV S to compressed audio file, and you hit C:\users Bobby My Music. If you want it in the same folder, fine, or you could create a separate directory. And it's the other way around, it's the same procedure, except you want to delete the other folder, the files in the other folder. Otherwise, you may have MP3 wave, depending on what happens when you move it. Before you move the files to another folder, you want to delete what's in the other folder, because it's going to be the non-converted files. So, and then you're going to move the ones that you converted over to that folder. If you wanted to make it a different format, you just move it to the music folder. And if you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you, you can email me at bvinton@optonline.net. That's bvinton@optonline.net, or Skype cdburnerman44. That's cdburnerman44. Well, I will do another tutorial on this, and I will get back to you as soon as possible with CDEX, Ripping CDs, Part 3, or I will do... Oh, another thing I want to do is I want to do creating directories also. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, but this is Bobby Vinton signing off. Bye, guys!
Shut down Windows, dial-up, open dial-up, C, users, Bobby, new, CDEX version 1.0.